keeping you informed all weekend.
From the automated office systems and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
A car crashed into Friendship Court Apartments on Friday morning. Police say the car was being driven by a man who had recently had surgery on his legs, which affected their mobility and functionality when they lost control of the vehicle.
The driver was an old person. He was okay. When the accident happened, he told me, "Are you okay?"
This gentleman was sitting right next to the window the car crashed through.
God bless me and God protect me.
Charlottesville police have not said whether the driver is currently facing any charges.
Attorney General Jason Meares and former Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer announcing a partnership with the National Child ID Program in an effort to protect middle school students in the Commonwealth. The program, an initiative aimed at reducing the number of missing children, will provide child ID kits for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. There are currently 400 children in Virginia that are listed as missing.
This Sunday is the National Day of Remembrance for Homicide Victims, and the Virginia State Police hopes a new website will bring more attention to cold cases in the Commonwealth. The cold case website will be a public, searchable database featuring information, photographs, and more on unsolved homicides, unidentified persons, and missing person cases that have not been solved in at least 5 years. The state police hopes the site will help renew public attention for these cases, and the address is coldcase.vsp.virginia.gov.
A new walking bridge will help people in Stanardsville cross Mitchell Creek. The 42-foot-long pedestrian bridge was lifted into place by a crane on Thursday. It's all part of Phase 2 of a streetscape project. The project includes new sidewalks and streetlights. The plan is to make the town more pedestrian-friendly.
VDOT provides 80% of the funding. The community has to come up with 20% of that funding to match that grant. And that's been the beauty of this whole thing, is the businesses and the individuals, their generosity of pouring out to help. And they understand the importance of this, and they back it up with their funding.
The Syracuse Orange fended off a furious second quarter comeback attempt by UVA's football team to hold on to a 22-20 victory last night.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for today, mostly sunny skies and absolutely beautiful. High temperatures this afternoon in the middle 70s. Skies becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows mid-50s. Partly sunny on Sunday, showers scattered about in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm or two, highs upper 70s. Sunshine mid-70s, back to work on Monday. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.